Period 9. Activity 1. Part 1.
Hello and welcome to Head to Head. I'm Yasmin Nandy and please welcome Dr. Harry Honda, who studies the future.
Good evening.
Now, Dr. Honda, let's start with something that you talk about in your new book, The Most Dangerous Century. Let's discuss climate change.
Yes, I think it's very important to talk about that.
I completely agree with you. It seems clear that the climate really is changing.
Yes, very clear. Just look at the melting sea ice in the far north.
But in the past, the Earth has been a lot warmer than it is now. And it's been a lot colder too. Just think of the ice ages.
That's certainly true.
So I want to suggest that this climate change is happening naturally. In other words, yes, climate change is happening, but it's natural climate change. So nature is the cause.
I'm sorry, but I can't agree with you there. All right, part of the climate change may be happening naturally. But almost all climate scientists now accept that today's climate change is mostly man-made. They agree that the atmosphere is being polluted by gases from burning fossil fuels like oil. That's the main cause of climate change. And humans are the ones who are doing the burning.
People say that temperatures are rising, but some scientists say that they haven't been increasing in recent years.
I partly agree with you about that. But if you look at the changes over 30, 50 or 100 years, the direction is always up.
And what other results are we seeing?
All kinds of things. Bigger storms and more rain in some places. Other places are getting drier and hotter. And so food production is falling. And that's really important. We have to take action so that pollution will be reduced.
So what can be done in order to make that happen? Perhaps energy use could be reduced. In a lot of the richer countries, there's a lot of waste. Perhaps people would be more careful if prices were much, much higher.
Reducing waste is certainly part of the answer. But the big problem is that more and more countries are getting richer. And then they also want to use more and more energy.
So what's the answer?
Clean forms of energy must be developed and used far more. And then those polluting fossil fuels will be used far less.